As Jesus started on his way, a man ran up to him and fell on his knees before him. "Good teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "Why do you call me good?" Jesus answered. "No one is good except God alone. So you know the commandments. Do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not give false testimony, do not defraud, honor your father and mother." "Teacher," he declared, all these I've kept since I was a boy." And Jesus looked at him and loved him. "One thing you lack," he said, "go sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you'll have treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me." At this, the man's face fell. He went away sad because he had great wealth. That's Mark chapter 10, 17 through 22. Thanks for joining us as we journey through the Gospels. The man in our story today seemed like he had it all together. His request was sincere. He ran up to Jesus, fell on his knees. His resume seemed to check out. Ever killed anyone? Nope. Ever had an affair? Never. Are you a thief? Of course not. Liar? No. Fraud? Absolutely not. Honor your parents? Most certainly. Personal history was there. He had kept the commandments. Well, almost all the commandments. There was that first one. You shall have no other gods before me. You see, money was this man's god. Jesus saw right into the man's heart and made a big request. He asked the man to give up his god. Go sell everything you have. Trade stuff on earth for treasure in heaven. Give up your house, savings plan, retirement account, your car, everything. Give all the proceeds to the poor. I'll meet you back here tomorrow at the same time. We'll start our journey together. You'll have treasure in heaven. The man just couldn't do it. His God on earth was more appealing than the God of heaven. His earthly stuff was more attractive than an eternal reward. The man's face fell, and he walked away from Jesus. He realized he hadn't kept the commandments after all. You can't serve God and money. Father, show me what is standing in the way of following you. Whatever it is, help me deal with it. Give me the strength to give it up or get it out of the way. For Christ's sake and for his name, amen. Hey, if you'd like for us to pray with you, you can send your request to prayer@ronmoore.org. That's prayer@ronmoore.org.